Today's daf is daf kuf mem aleph, and we're holding in the sugya of the din of a tumtum when it comes to the question of considering the tumtum to be a zocha or nekeva in cases of nechasim merubim or nechasim muatim. And we saw that actually there is a serious machlokas between the rabbanan and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel about whether a tumtum would be considered a min bifdei atzmo, when we talk about it in terms of behema. And there were two ways of understanding our Mishnah. We remember that our Mishnah indicated that it was had contradictory approaches. So when it came to the din of the difference between the chasim merubim and chasim muatim, so there it says that the tumtum is nidche by the zechorim to go to the nekevot, and ben chasim merubim and chasim muatim the nekevot are dochehim to go to the zecharim. Now we assume that that meant that the bonim can tell him that look, the most you can get is as a nekeva. That's what we thought it meant, which meant that he's definitely a safek. And then the problem is that towards the end of the Mishnah, it says if there was a tumtum that was born in a case where a person was offering a 100 money for the birth of a zocher, a matayim for the birth of a nekeva, the tumtum gets nothing, which indicates neither zocher nor nekeva, because otherwise you certainly get a minimum. So this represented a contradiction. Now we had two approaches to the contradiction. One approach was that, as Abaye said, let's keep it simple. When it says dochim ota etzel on the kevot, it doesn't mean that he gets anything. It means they can push him away, but obviously the girls will also push him away. And Rava says, no, it's not true, and that actually there's two separate cases over here. The Reisha, indeed, is assuming that it's a suffix, and the Seifa is going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Dochinato actually means Dochinato, and he's able to get from the Nekevot, because he's at least a Nekeva, maybe even a Zachar. So today we want to see whether we have other indications about the meaning in our mission, whether it's like a Maya or it's like Rava. So we were up to the last line at the Meisve, right? One line up from the last line, Meisve, right in the middle of the line. Tumtum yoresh kebein v'nizon kebat. Strange statement. A tumtum will have a din of Yerusha like a male, and will have a din of mizonot like a female. It seems to be benefiting him on both ends. Obviously can't mean that. So the only way to read it, and works out very nicely according to Rav, the way to read it is like this, that in a case where there's nechasim muatim, so as Rava said, in the case of nechasim muatim, the banot are dochim, dochot oto to the zecharim, which means he gets nothing. So there, he's yorish like a ben, meaning he gets nothing, because in cases of nechasim muatim, the ben get nothing. And when it says that he's nizain, that's true. He's nizan kibat because the banim are doche the tumtum to the nekevot when you have the chasim merubin. So then he only gets parnasa. So in other words, he's left on the lowest on either end. But according to Abaye, this doesn't make any sense at all. According to Abaye, he doesn't get anything, ever. Not with the sons and not with the daughters. So what are you saying? He's nizan. Of course he's not nizan. What do you mean he's nizan kibat? Abaye says, but after the whole point of in the Mishnah is that he's not nizan kibat. Says the Gemara, come on. And according to Rav, it says Yorish Keben. What do you mean Yorish Keben? He doesn't get anything. He's saying he's Yorish like a Ben, but he doesn't get anything. I mean, does that make sense? So meaning, how do you explain Yorish Keben? Yorish Keben means, well, the poor guy is left to be Yorish like a Ben and therefore has nothing. So it's not telling you what the din is, it's telling you the reason that the din is. So we're going to be doichim to the bonim, and therefore he has nothing. Royally reish veinlo. So why? What are you dining on me? It's exactly the same thing. You're saying he's nizain kibanais. What does that mean? It means the Yerusha is certainly not his. They can push him away to the bonais, and therefore he gets nothing, because the bonais also will not give him. So Mamela works out. Neither of us, Brita doesn't really work perfectly, but you're going to have to insert the words when it comes to the Yerusha of the ben, and I'll insert the words when it comes to the mizonot of the bat. So you're saying the mizonot of the bat means literally does get. But you're agreeing that the Yerusha of the ben doesn't mean literally does get. So what are you upset about? So I say the mizonot of the bat is also not literally does get. He should have gotten Nebach, but it is a term to be doesn't. That's what it means. His genitals are covered by his body, doesn't it?
Once it's revealed,
no! Not according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He's a different thing. He's a different sex. Even after we know what, right? We don't care what we know. We care about what is visible. Yeah, I mean, look, the fact that you do all kinds of operations, you can change people's sex also with an operation. What does that have to do with what we do, what we find out? You can find out that a male is really a female, but I mean, these things happen all the time. But it doesn't change the din of the sex in terms of the Torah. Continues the Gemara, huh? So now, okay, we don't have a Raya now, either to Abaya or Rabba from here. So let's go and take the next piece of the Mishnah. The next piece of the Mishnah was a little bit stranger. I pointed out to you that it's interesting that we seem to be getting into the relationship of the value of one sex over the other. We started off with this whole business of the Nachla going only to the Bonim. Then it turns out that actually this case is where the girls are the only one to get anything and the boys don't get anything, and then this gets into a whole question of Admon. It's not fair, just because I'm a male, I shouldn't get anything. Very curious ways of putting things. And then the next Mishnah, strangely enough, talks about the psychology of a father who's giving money when he finds out that he has a girl. He's going to give double the money he finds out he's going to give a boy. So now we're talking about the added value of a female. She says, Omrim Yolda Ishti Zachar, said it's a money, is it a cave, it's matayim. So are we saying that girls are better than boys? I mean, let's have it out. Lameimra the bat adifa. Lay me bane. So this father feels that he'd rather give money if he finds out that he has a daughter. I mean, isn't it true that you need to have a son? I mean, Omer Biyokun Mishum Rishvishim Bar Yochai. Kosh Enim Niyach Ben Leyorsho, Akadosh Borhu Malay Alav Evra, Shinemra Avartem, we darshan this earlier. The Lashon of Benot Slovchad is Vehaavartem and Nachalato Levito. So that means, what is that? Vahavir is the Lashon of Evra, anger. So that means that he should be very concerned about leaving his son. Instead, he's paying money because he finds out it's not a son and it's a daughter. Well, how do you explain that? What are you asking? Yerusha ben Adifle. Yes, that's true. Of course, if we're dealing with the question of Yerusha, I mean, who says we're dealing, Bichlal, with the question of Yerusha over here? You know, we don't know whether it's his first child anyway. So if it's a question of Leinin Yerusha, fine. So Ben, you're right, is Adifle. But Leinyan Harvacha, but the question of what it is that you would want to do now in terms of support and so on. So in Avinami, Bito Adifle. I mean, it's such a case. He would want, actually, to provide more for her. He wants to give her more money to have in a bank account because he doesn't feel that she's going to have as many options of making money as his sons would. So he's more concerned for her. This is not an expression of joy, necessarily. It's an expression of setting up a trust fund for a child. So he's saying, if it turns out that it's a girl, I want to set up a trust fund for her. It's very reasonable that a father should want to take better care of a girl. We're not talking about Yerusha. Shmuel says, no, you know what? It means exactly what it's saying. So you're saying, but I mean, so isn't it more important to have a ben to be Yerush? We're talking about a first child. First child, the guy's not thinking yet about Yerusha. That comes later in life. The first child, he's happy. The first child should be a daughter. So Legabe and Mivakeret, and like Rav Chista says, everybody, by the way, of course, misunderstands this Gemara. Rav Chista says, Bat Techila, Siman Yafel Abanim, which people think means, no, it's a good siman, you'll have children later. It means exactly what it says, that if you have a daughter before you have sons, then that is a very good situation for your sons to come. And therefore, it's advisable to have a daughter first and not have these mad men hanging around your house. So you need to have a girl up front. So this guy's saying, if I have a girl, I'm willing to pay 200. A boy, I'll just take 100. What would be the svara for that? So, ikari amri, the marbi aliachta, some say because she helps raise the boys. So you start off with a boy, you're in big trouble. That's it. I mean, it's a disaster. Start off with a girl, and everything is kept in place. You know, so exactly. So that would be an economic. Another issue is that someone who has a bechor, so then there's always an ayin hara that's involved. There was an ayin hara. Literally, people start looking at him. You know, he was zayich to have a ben, but the marsha explains that his ayin hara comes because of the fact that after he dies, there's right away fights in the family. The Bechor wants Bishnaim, the other kids, right? It's already, there's going to be Machlis and INR, and all the lawyers will take all the money. So, Mamela, it's good to have a daughter first, that way you're free of that issue. And now, you know, so everybody will be the same. A little bit of a cynical comment, but in any event.
Boy, girl doesn't have. always a brisk.
Exactly. So, but I hear now they started doing britas here in Israel, so it became Taliban, I guess, right? Omer, Rav Chista said, I want you to know, forget about bat chila simin yafala bani. I hold bichlal, girls are better to have than boys, personal. I mean, that's ladidi, but not on adifali mi bani. I hold that girls are better than boys, not only bivakarat, the shita I'm telling you over, tchila, right? That's true. But personally, I'm telling you that Benosin Radifali, the Rashbam says, he heard, maybe it's because Bonim, personally to him, he didn't have success with his Bonim, and they died early. Tysus brings case after case of Reb Chista's children. We have all over Shas, Reb Chista's children. What are you talking about? Reb Chanan Bar Reb Chista, Reb Mori Bar Reb Chista, Reb Nachum Bar Reb Chista, my Yenuka, my Kashisha Bnei Reb Chista. What's Rashbam talking about? He doesn't have Bonim that were Mitkayim. So therefore, he says that his son-in-laws were much greater gedolim. They were the gedolei hador. So it was Rava, there was Baruch for Barchama. So is it, for me, it worked out better. My son-in-laws are better than my son. So the mice was better that I had daughters, was able to bring in such keches into my family. But this is a personal comment. I'm not saying that this is not in contradiction to the maimer I was saying, which is the Baskil Sibin Yafalabanim. V'bayit Ema. Well, there's another approach. The other approach is Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. That the Mishnah is going to go leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Madiomer, what, that indeed holds that Banot or Adifim, Stam, everywhere. Who's that Shita? I Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda about Bakol. That I Hashem Berachat Avram Bakol. So Rabbi Meir, I'm Shalom Elobat. Best Brach at all. Don't have to worry about daughters. Rabbi Yehuda says, on the contrary, the bracha was that he had a bat, and her name was Bakol. That'll really show you. So Lamais, I mean, that seems to show that he holds that the biggest blessing, Bakol, the biggest blessing, is to have a bat.
I was told I should name Bakol. Mm-hmm. My wife is Sarah.
So Amor the Shamat. Amor the Shamat, like Rabbi Yehuda. Wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say a daughter instead of a son. He just says that when you're mashlin, the family, with a daughter, so then you have everything, right? So Bartanami lo chasra achmona li Avram. All he's saying was, and you filled out everything, bakol. So the bakol is the fact that that daughter now is mashlin. What was chasr? What was chasr? Was the fact that there was no daughter. So now it's bakol, but that doesn't mean it's better than a ben. You're the Mishnah saying it's better than a ben. So how does that, Rabbi Yehuda? So the adif of me ben mishamat, like, we didn't see that anywhere. Elaha Rabbi Yehuda. It must be referring to the Braita, the Tanya. Mitzvah lazun et habanot, kavachomer lebanim. The daski b'torah is not part of the Braita. The Gemara is Masber. So Rabbi Meir, different Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is saying there's a mitzvah, not an absolute chiyuv, to take care of your children and to provide for their support. But that's banot, it's koshikain, bani, because that way they can learn Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, on the contrary. Mitzvah lazunat abanim v'kavachomer lebanot. For sure it's a kavachomer to take care of daughters. D'lo litzalan, you don't want your daughters to be exposed. What are they going to do, work in an office for somebody to start up with them? So you don't want to be mizalzal in your banot. So this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, basically the issue we said before. We didn't have him on the Omar, but we said before, a person is concerned with harvacha. For a daughter. This is Rabbi Yerushita, that you have to be more concerned for the Arvachom or Lebanot. You have to be more concerned for the Arvachom of a bat. So, wait a second. The Braita that says like this, Adatanya, Yalda Zachar Unikeva. So there it says, Hazachar Notel Shisha Dinarim, Vanikeva Notel Chnei Dinarim. This is very weird. I mean, it can't be a Braita that's simply the equivalent of our Mishnah, because the Braita would never change the case. I mean, what is the case exactly? You're saying there was a Zohar and an Akeva? So what did the guy define as the Tanai? Bamai. Omer Avashi, Amrit Lashmais, Kamehra of Kana. I explained it that it's talking about B'misares. What he did was, is he took an inverted image of the Tanai. So he said like this. He said, if there's a Zohar Techila, then he gets Matayim. If the Nekeva is Acharav, so then V'lo Klum. If the Nekeva is Techila, then it's a Mana. And the Zohar that comes after the Nekeva, this is a set of twins, is a Mana. V'yalda Zachar v'Nekeva. V'lo Yadin, and I'm in a Nafik Bereisha. The only way I can figure it is like this. The guy made a tanai, okay? So he said, look, you know, if the firstborn is the zakar, so they should take matai. But the second one then doesn't get anything. Even the keva comes first, then give both children a mana. So now there was a boy and a girl, but we don't know which one came out first. So therefore, the zachar takes 100, and the manav shachi takes 100, because a minimum, even if he was the second born, he takes 100. Now the nekeva is blaming. So, I mean, how about me? So maybe she gets nothing, because if she was the second one, she gets nothing. If she was the first, she gets now this mana. So then it's a moment I'm moto basafik. It's a moment I'm moto basafik, so it's chokin. So therefore it turns out that the mana, which is the four dinrei zov, each one being shavat to 25 zuz. So that mana now for sure goes to the son. Another two of the dinrei zov also goes to the son out of the four of the second mana. And she's left with two and he has six. That's the way I can imagine the case. That's what I tied it to Rivkana. Okay, interesting. It's a little bit complex, but okay. But what about this case? Well, what would that case be? Somebody has both a zohar and an akiva, then he only has 100. What possible case would explain that? If you're saying elo elamana, there's obviously a basis for us to think that he should have had a matai. Instead, for some reason or another, he got a mana. So it must be that the father had said that under some circumstance, he gets a matayim. And yet, for some reason, we're being left over here with a chopped off piece of a braita that says he only gets a mana. Can you explain what the case might have been? So what arrangement could possibly have led to the closing of a braita to say the words, ein lo ela mana? Well, Ravina, I think what it's talking about is it's not referring to the child at all. It's talking about over here that he was referring to the one who tells him what his wife had. So he says, Bimavasreni, to tell him, I know there's a braita like that. It must be it's the same thing over here. That if a guy says, Hamivasreni, Bama niftarach mashal ishti, the guy who comes and tells me what my wife had for the first child, im zachar yitomon. So if it's a boy, he should get a cigar worth $100. So then, yaldazachar noto mana. If he says, im nekeva mana, yaldanekeva noto mana. But if it's yaldazachar unekeva, okay, now I get two manas, I got two cigars. Because you didn't know you were having twins, and I came and I told you got twins. So then, no, that's not, the maximum he gave was 100. Where did he give 200? It's not two separate things, he only said. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Why would he get anything? Maybe the guy is miserable. He's got twins. He can't even afford a cigar anymore. So what? He never said anything about twins. It never occurred to him he was going to have twins. You're getting confused with the other case. We're talking about twins. And he said, well, whichever one comes first, is the zohar, the keva first. This guy didn't want any twins. So who's to say he's going to give a cigar to a guy that told him he gets twins? So the whole thing doesn't make sense. This goes back to the Rosh Pounds original Tanya we spoke about yesterday. That the case, the case has to be, case can't be zohar v'nekeva in the Mishnah that he's going to get because the Gemara here says maybe for twins you don't want to give anything. It's not an advantage to have twins. So Mamela, sorry about that. But you've already been through it. Obviously, if he's that kind of guy, he would have said, and if it's twins, but he didn't. Says the Gemara, but then he never said it. If it's a boy and a girl. He didn't say anything like that. No, he must have also said that, of course. The Abernami, im zachar unekeva, nami yitoman. So he said beferish that if it's a boy or a girl, he should get a manas. He shouldn't think that that means a manas for the girl and a manas for the boy. So then what wouldn't he be getting? I don't understand. The guy is making a lot of tznoyim over here. They're all the same thing. Just tell me. Whoever tells me what she had gets a mana. What's he saying? If it's a boy, if it's a girl, if it's a boy and a girl, just shut up already. So he's coming to tell me something it isn't. Now, Lamais, we could have just come and told me not a tumtum, not a jerkin. But Lamais, the Gemara has a simpler explanation. That the reason he's stressing all of these options is, you know what? I don't care what it is, boy, girl, twins, as long as it's healthy. That's what he's saying. So it's lema'ut, it's the old thing. So it's lema'ut e'nefel. That's what he's saying. You know, whatever you tell me, I couldn't care less. Yeah, I'll pay the same cigar for the boy or a girl or the twins, whatever. Just the baby or babies should be healthy. That's all. So that's a very reasonable thing. So that's what is coming to me, Mamaya. It's coming to me, Mamaya, and Nafel. It is not normal for somebody to be saying, as long as it's not an unbroken sense. That's a little weird. But obviously, the simple meaning of the statement is he wants a healthy child. Now, a guy tells his wife, he says to her, that I'm leaving this money to this child that you're pregnant with. Amar Avuna, no, that doesn't work. I don't care how he does it. It's a mezakel ubar, and a mezakel ubar lo kana. So he's trying to do this. Maybe he's dying. I mean, but whatever the case is, there's no way that he can do it because there's no way that you can leave. It's the problem. Dover shalom ba'olam. Of course, the Gemara is going to go through the whole issue. Yeah, we'll get to that. It still has to be shayach to kinyan. So now the problem is, of course, all of the cases that we've had. The guy is leaving money. Here he's saying, im zachar, im nekeva, so how was he able to give that money? Eisvei Reb Nachman Ravuna, Omer, im yalda ishti zachar yitol mona. Yalda zachar yitol mona. So it's mashma over there that she hadn't given birth yet. And nonetheless, the matana that he gave is chal. How could it be chal? We mentioned this in the Mishnah. What about the problem of Lidover Shelo Baliyala? No, Ravuna says the Mishnah, something's wrong with this Mishnah. I don't know. Mishnah makes no sense. Any of them Mishana. Who, did you ever hear of any Mandi Amar that this makes sense according to? There's no Mandi Amar in me. I'm going to start worrying about a Mishnah. Obviously, something is Meshubish over here. Who do you know that holds such a Shita? What do you mean, says the Gemara? What's the problem? Why can't it be Rabbi Meir? No. As a matter of fact, I mean, he talks about the classic case we had is with the fruits of a tree that hadn't yet come. But he also talks about cases where the one who is going to get the kinyan, so let's say he wants to make a kinyan as a goy, and he says, you should be my wife after I'm mitgayer. Or she is not Jewish. And he says, yeah, I'm giving you this money, la'akashit gairi. According to Reb Meir, that's good. So that should be the same issue of there. It's already to someone who's lo bali olam, no? I mean, it's the same thing over here. So the Uber, you're saying, mezakel Uber has no kinyanim. Okay, but Reb Meir holds it does. No. Because imed hashamer el Reb Meir ledover sheyeshno ba'olam. Even that case, he doesn't have keach for kinyanim, but he exists. So you're saying the keach of kinyanim is the equivalent of the fruit on the tree. But when you're saying over here an Uber is not ba'olam yet. So did you ever see ledavar sheyeshno ba'olam mishamatle? Gemara, look, we have a simple solution. Why not just decide that it works out perfectly in the Mishnah if you say that the Mishnah is going to leave it to Reb Yossi? And it's going like Reb Yossi, the Omar Uber Koni. He definitely holds an Uber is Kain. How do we know? Because the thing is like this. If a Kohen marries a Yisraeli, so as long as she's married to the Kohen, so she would be Ocheles Petruma. If he dies and he leaves her now with a child who's a Kohen, so she would also continue to be Ocheles Petruma. Now, the same thing is true when it comes to an Eved that is Kinyan Kaspo of a Kohen is also Echo Betruma. Reb Yossi discusses an interesting case where the Kohen has children who are Kohanim, and he also has this wife who is the Yisraelite, and he leaves the Yisraelite pregnant. Says Reb Yossi that in this case there's real problems because the Tanan Ubar Posel the Enomachil River Reb Yossi. What happens is over here is that the Eved, even though there's plenty of other kids that are in the family and that own the Eved, but since a chelek of the Eved is owned by the Ubar, now there right away you see that an Uber is Kaina, and since an Ubar only gets the din of a Kohen when the Kohen, when the Uber is born, so Memela, it means that every Eved is partially owned by an Uber who's not yet a Kohen. Once he's born, of course, then he's able to eat, because all of the brothers are Kayani. The state of the kahuna is dependent on all of the bonim that it will be yulad, and this one is not yet born. Mamela, the fact that one of the brothers, even if it's a small one of the brothers out of many brothers, owns part of the Uber for that chelik of the Eved, for that chelik of the Eved, of the Uber, the Eved cannot eat. Now, the other question is whether the woman can eat, since he is not yet a Kohen. So Lamaisa, he also is not able to give his mother, who is the Israelis, to eat, because she does not now have a child who is a Kohen. And therefore, what do you see from here? That Ali b'Rav Yossi, the Uber, definitely owns it. If he wouldn't own it, there'd be nothing to discuss. So Memela, all you need to say is that the Mishnah is going Ali b'Rav Yossi, and now everything fits. Okay, so then apparently you can be makna to an Uber. Ah, says the Gemara, come on. There's a tremendous difference. That's a Yerusha. A Yerusha, you don't need a Kenyan. A Yerusha is Bamei Elav. So what it's talking about over here is Yerusha. That's Bamei Elav. Ah, says the Gemara, why can't we do what David is saying? Let's say that it's a Yerusha. How would it be a Yerusha if it's going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? If it's going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, then you could be Mechalek Alpiv. Then we can understand that the case was that he was giving between his children, he was giving the Uber. So if he's giving the Uber, so then it should work, because Rabbi Yossi holds it in Uber is Kenya, so now everything will be fine, right? So let's just say that it works out like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka here. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Ima Mara Mishra Uyla Yosho, Dvorav Kayamin. That you can do this either as a Yerusha or as a Matana. There's two different ways to be Makna. Our Mishnah, the way we're going like the Chachamim, was a big problem. According to them, you would have to work it out that you say it as a living gift. Okay, so then you have the problem with the Uber. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, you can give it as a Yerusha. So then it should work out fine. No, but you don't know. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka never said it about an Uber. You need to put together the two shitot first. So that's our next step. First, we thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka stopped without accessing Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, well, you don't know that. Eimet Hashamet Ad Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Del Dover Sheyashno Ba'olam. Where did you ever see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka held when it comes to this issue about whether you could be mezakeh a Yerusha to an Uber? How do you see that he holds you could be mezakeh to an Uber? Maybe not. Maybe only on Mishiroi LeYosha is already born. So the Dovah Sheinu Ba'olam Mi'amar, where did Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka say that this would work out even to an Ubar? Well, why not? Can't it be Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Aliba the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi? And then the Mishnah makes sense. So it could be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is Sovelak Rabbi Yossi. If he's Sovelak Rabbi Yossi, it means an Uber will be Yoresh, just like in the case of the Eved, where he's a Kohen. And that way everything is solved. No. You'd like it to be solved. And who says? Where do you have any proof anywhere that there is such a shita? Did you ever see Rabbi Yochanan say, I hold like Rabbi Yossi? So, me am I the Sovala? Who says that he holds it? No. I don't know who said the Mishnah. I mean, if you're forced into it, couldn't you say this? The Rav Huna says, just because you could put together some shitot doesn't mean you should pass like a Mishnah when nobody ever said something like this beferish.
I asked the Gemara, didn't we use this little trick before to say that we could be talking about a case of Bivasreni? We used to explain the Brayta. Why can't we say it's a case over here? Couldn't we say that he's not giving it to the Uber? It's a reference to the person who's coming to tell him. And he's going to give the money to the person who's coming to tell him. He's not going to give him the money to the Uber. No. But look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Im ein sham yoresh elahu yoresh hakol. What's that song? The Mavaser is yoresh hakol? Come on. Mavasreini. Yoresh mayavidate. That's ridiculous. So v'leim alei b'sheyalda? Why doesn't it... I mean, you're assuming that the whole case is talking about that I'm being mezakeh an Uber. Who says that it's being mezakeh an Uber? Maybe what it means is if my wife has already given birth. See, he's away, and he doesn't know, and the child was born already, and he's saying if she gave birth to a son, it should be this, and if she gave birth to a daughter, it should be this. And he's not even trying to be mezakeh an Uber. Why are we getting into this whole complicated case? So apparently, there's got to be something that's pushing him into this. There is. Take a look, Tiktani Seifa, the Imam Al Kol Mashete Leidishti Yitol. So obviously we're not, Lamaisa, our case in the Mishnah says Im Teleid. which is why there are many who change the gears in the Mishnah based on this Gemara. Because why does the Gemara say only from this piece? You could have brought the raya right away from the beginning. Say Enochinami didn't say im teled, but definitely the end kol masha teled is there in the Mishnah. So there's this kol masha teled yitol. So then hareze yitol. No, according to you, what does it say? Kol she teled ishti. I mean, I thought you said it's talking about kol she yalda mi boile. Okay, wait a minute, I have a simple idea. You're right. He's talking about his wife is pregnant. Child hasn't been born yet. Why can't he say when the child is born it should be zeichet? So then it would work out. So, the Amar, kishateleit. So why can't the Mishnah now be talking about that im teleit ishti, when she is yoledet, at that point give the mana when the child is born? So he doesn't get any zechuyot, because I'm not being mezaka to an uber, until the moment that he's born. So, and what's Ravuna's problem? Ravuna's problem is built around Ravuna's own shita. And that is Ravuna Lataimi. The Omer Ravuna, af lekishite leit lo kana. The Omer Rav Nachman, mezake lo ubar lo kana. Now, in Rav Nachman says mezakel below kana, but if you say beferish likishet teled, then it's kana. Ravuna says it doesn't help to say likishet teled. If you cannot do the kinyan now because it's a dover, you can't do the kinyan now, that the kinyan should be chal at some future point, because there's nothing now to be meaningful about the kinyan. Therefore, it doesn't help you to say, but it should only be chal when it's possible for what is now an uber to be kena. Where's the kinyan? How did you achieve the chalos of the kinyan? Since this is Rav Nachman Shita in this machlokas, he doesn't have it as an option to be mefarish the Mishnah this way. Mamela, the only way that's going to work out according to him is to cobble together a shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Broka together with another shita that we know of Rabbi Yossi, which we have no indication is true. And therefore, he says, how can you pass them like a Mishnah where you don't even know who the Mandi Amar is? Mamela says, don't answer me the Mishnah. I don't know. I don't know who said this Mishnah. Meitve, tum yoresh kebein v'nizon kebat. So Rabbi Shlomo Rava makes sense. You can say yoresh kebein v'nechasim muatim v'nizon kebat v'nechasim rubim. El labaye, he's never nizon at all. So what do you mean nizon kebat? Yeah, and according to Rava, what do you mean when he says yoresh? He's never yoresh. So my yoresh keben, meaning he's ra'ui li rush, and therefore, since it's the chasim muatim, he doesn't get a darn thing. So ain lo. So that's exactly what he means by the bat. Ro'uila zun, because that's the most he could get with being thrown to the daughters, and they're not going to give him anything. He said, what about the sheet that it holds? He's nothing. Therefore, ain't lo at all. Ha'omer im yaldei ishti zachar. What are you saying? You're saying that bat adif le mi ben? I mean, is that, would the Mishnah now put a shita that doesn't, is wrong to do? Well, that's Linyan Yerusha, that's true, Ben Adifle. But Lin Harvacha, which is what we're looking at now, trust accounts. So for that, Bito Adifle. But where do you see that deep for me, Ben? Mishamatle. Eloha Rebuda. The Tani mitzvah la zunat abanot v'kavachom lebanim. It's inserted to Gemara. Daski b'Torah, div Rebbe Meir. Rebuda amir mitzvah la zunat abanim v'kavachom lebanot. Inserts to Gemara lo litzalan. Eloha the Tani yolda zoch v'nekeva hazoch no toshisha dinarim. In other words, 150 versus 50. So, b'mai, Omravashi, I'm reading the Shemaitzik, I'm reading Rivkana, that the case of yours is Misaris that tonight. The Omar, Zachar Tchila Matayim Nikiva Acharav Loklun, Nikiva Tchila Mone, Zachar Acharav Mone. The Yolda Zachar Nikiva, Velo Yadin, and I mean now, Novik Bereisha. So the Zachar takes her Mone for sure, because that's Mone of Shah. Idach Mone remains Mamanamutab Safek. So each one is claiming the other mana. The mana motiba safek is chokim. Vahoda tani yolda zach v'nekeva ein lo ela mana echbash kachasla. Om Ravina, that could be a case of mivasreni. The tanya, a mivasreni, baman iftar achmashal ishti. Im zachar yitol mana, yolda zachar notol mana. Im nekeva mana, yolda nekeva notol mana. Yolda zach v'nekeva ein lo ela mana. What do you mean? Why'd she get anything? No, it means but don't think he gets batayim just because there were two. So then why is he talking so much? Doesn't help because it's a mezak l'uber, and mezak l'uber is not kena. How do you explain that? Don't ask me from that. Mishnatenu any yodea mishana. What do you mean? V'lei malei Rabbi Meir. Hidi yom rada makta davar shlo ba'li olam. Noimer deshamet ele Rabbi Meir. Lidavar sheyeshno ba'olam. But lidavar that bechlal is eino ba'olam. Mishanat le. V'lei malei Rabbi Yossi. Hidi yom rada uber koni. Tetan uber posel v'eno machil. Di Rabbi Yossi. That's the Yerusha. Yerusha is ba'me elea. So maybe there's also Yerusha. Maybe it's kind of like Rabbi Yochanan and Broka. You are loshna Yerusha, veloshna Matanat. It's not Rabbi Yochanan and Broka Omer. Im Amar Amishra Oila Yorsho Devarav Kayamim. Even without giving it as a Matana Me'achshav Le'achar Mita. Emer Deshamet Le Rabbi Yochanan and Broka Lidavar Sheyeshlo Ba'olam. But where do you see that he holds this Lidavar Sheyeshlo Ba'olam Ni'amar? Well, I mean, maybe he holds Rabbi Yossi. No, Loim Le Rabbi Yochanan and Broka. He Visavalak Rabbi Yossi when it comes to din of Omer. No, maybe. Mi ei mother savala. Valema le bimivasreni. So that the Yachi Tani Seifa vi in ancient Yoresh Elohu, Yoresh Hakol, the Mivasreni is Yoresh, my avidite. Valema le, maybe it means she already was Yolda. Yachi Tani Seifa vi mama kol ma shete lady shti ito, areze ito, kol shete lady. He should have said kol she Yolda mi barile if the case is that it already happened. So maybe it means he made it tonight that the kinyan should be the kishatele. Wouldn't matter. Because this is Ravuna, remember. Ravuna l'shitasai. The Omer Ravuna af l'kishatele lo kana. The Omer of Nachman amazakelu ubar lo kana. But, if you said the kishatele kana, but Ravuna amar af l'kishatele, it doesn't help. Lo kana.